Well, here in the U.S., there's a very different debate about the role of religion in society. Starting tomorrow, the Muslim call to prayer is scheduled to sound from a bell tower at Duke University's chapel in Durham, North Carolina. It's planned to ring out every Friday at 1 p.m. for about 3 minutes to announce the start of a prayer service held by the Muslim Students Association. But the decision to do that has sparked a lot of criticism. And here to talk about that is Reverend Luke Powery, Dean of the Duke University Chapel. He joins us now. Dean, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, are you going to go ahead with this? Will the Muslim call to prayer be heard at Duke tomorrow?
That is still under conversation, and there will be a further announcements, I think, coming this afternoon.
Well, what's the conversation?
The conversation, of course, as a university chapel and serving the larger Duke community and wider community, there are various perspectives, both positive and negative, in relation to having the Adhan chanted from the chapel tower. And so one of the things that is important for us to remember as a Duke chapel, it serves many different roles at Duke University. We are obviously a Christian community. I'm a Christian Baptist preacher and have multiple services every week. We're on YouTube, the radio, a Christmas Lessons and Carols service that is broadcast live over North Carolina. I think that's important for people to know that there's still a vibrant Christian presence on campus, even with our various campus ministries. But at the same time, we serve the whole entire Duke University community, which is very diverse religiously, culturally, racially.
Well, you sound like you're making the argument for it. So what's the argument against doing the Muslim call to prayer that you're listening to?
Sure. I think some of the arguments are related to the call to prayer being done in the chapel tower, and the building itself has Christian symbolism. But what people may not understand is that there are various other religious groups on campus, from Hindus to Buddhists to other Christian groups that use the chapel building for their various prayers and worship services. I think another thing that we have heard is thinking about some of the radicalism that we see expressed in various parts of the world, and people align a kind of radical expression of Islam with all Muslims. And I think what we have to say is we cannot essentialize any particular religious group, racial group, because we are much more complicated than that as human beings. And when we think about Duke University, and if we think about the wide variety of religious expressions, well, our Muslim students are Duke students as well, including our faculty and staff. And so I think at times people from the outside may not understand exactly what the realities are on the ground here at Duke University in our particular role as University Chapel. And so I think at times these responses that may be negative come out of sense of fear, feeling threatened, and I can understand that.
Well, let me read you one, actually, because this came from
Sure.
A very high-profile person, the Christian evangelist Franklin Graham, who had this to say on Facebook. As Christianity is being excluded from the public square and followers of Islam are raping, butchering, and beheading Christians, Jews, and anyone who doesn't submit to their Sharia Islamic law, Duke is promoting this in the name of religious pluralism. I call on the donors and alumni to withhold their support from Duke until this policy is reversed.
Sure. I mean, I think Reverend Graham obviously can hold to his opinion, which is a particular opinion held by numerous Christians. But I would want to say, in terms of the Christian voice, just that piece of it, in the public square, I would say a very prominent voice at Duke University, speaking as a Christian minister myself, who preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ on Sunday mornings, is very prominent. And as we are on YouTube, radio, hospital television, and broadcast over the entire state of North Carolina around Christmas Eve. And so here, the blessing that we find is that we can have still a Christian ethos, but yet have this hospitality extended to a variety of groups. And I would say we cannot essentialize to say all Muslims are this way, or this group, or all Christians are this way. because there are also many Christians that would not espouse to the things that Reverend Graham espouses to as well. And I would say that we at Duke are trying to model a different understanding of Christianity and knowing that there are a variety of perspectives, but none of us are God. And we are all seeking understanding. And so this is our attempt that as a leader, a spiritual leader at the university, it is wonderful to see our students, faculty, and staff express their faith in whatever stripe that might be, that we can embody and live into what is the university motto, eruditio et religio, learning, knowledge, and faith. And so what we're trying to do is bridge faith and learning and help students along their own spiritual journey. There are chaplains that are, you know, Muslim chaplain that we have had since 2009, and various other chaplains from other religious groups that guide their students. But our role is to facilitate, convene, think about interfaith cooperation and education, religious literacy, while at the same time being a chapel staff who are deeply Christian, preaching and sharing the love of Christ. Those are some of my own reflections at this time.
Duke University Chapel Dean Luke Powery speaking with us from the campus there in Durham, North Carolina, with a big decision perhaps coming this afternoon. Dean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.